Many people, when they hear the account of the martyrdom of the Holy Innocents, the flight of our Lord to Egypt, will make the remark, impossible, just another one of those Catholic myths that go under the name of fact. And the remark is simply that of the uneducated, to put it in a polite and charitable fashion. This is actually what happened. It is not impossible for a little child just born, as it is not impossible for a child not yet born, to have knowledge of and to welcome the Savior and serve our Savior in ways not expected by the ordinary course of events. We have the account of St. John the Baptist, who recognized the Savior, but he was still in the womb. And when we ask, how could that be? That is very simple. From the day of his conception, John the Baptist had a soul. And everyone who has a soul is capable of thinking. Whether he used all the powers of the soul at one particular moment is beside the point. The Lord can, as it were, inspire them, lift their minds and their hearts up to the supernatural. And above all, that means above all, to the recognition of our Savior. Why didn't the little ones know? They gave their lives for our Lord. And he could have prepared them beforehand and with knowledge of himself, so that it is a true martyrdom, not simply an accidental death. So we keep these things in mind, and we can understand the stupendous, one of the stupendous aspect of our Lord's coming, the care he had for the little children. Let the little children come to me, when the elders were trying to chase them away, they were making too much noise. Our Lord didn't mind enjoying the party as well as the children. But what is more important here is that although they did not have the capacity, they were little children already born to speak to others, they were able by their sacrifice to give expression to what they knew that they were doing something to serve their Savior and King. Our Lord was not to be, they received the finest share among those of the martyrs who gave their life for him. That brings to another point. People say, what good are these children? What good are there too many of them? And what good are all these children still in the womb, just another annoyance? All of these remarks are sinful remarks. We do not recognize that every child, that every newly born child has a capacity for enjoying heaven. And if the Lord wishes his service as a little child, and that is all, what business is it of ours to criticize? Sure, they gave a tremendous witness and a reminder to us of how important it is for the little children to be treated well, that they should come to know our Lord, not be introduced to the ways of the devil. But with this in mind, let us thank the Lord for the wonders of this example and assure him that we too wish to help all of those who are the least of his brethren. We introduce them to him to bring them to pray in the church, to be ready for that time when they too can receive him in Holy Communion. And in the meantime, this inspired us, as it were, to renew our efforts to prepare ourselves and others for the joys of heaven, and thank our Lord that we can anticipate some aspects of those joys even now when we join in the celebration of the Holy Mass and eat of his flesh and drink of his blood. Blood is promised that if we do that worthily, we will not die, but we will be raised up on the last day. Praise be Jesus and Mary.